Sarah's story changed everything. After battling depression since age 15 and losing both her father to suicide and her brother to an overdose, she felt emotionally numb despite years on antidepressants. When introduced to cold water swimming as therapy on a BBC show, something extraordinary happened. After just a few sessions, Sarah began tapering off her medication. 3 years later, she remained medication-free, declaring, "Swimming and socializing have helped me more than pills ever did." This groundbreaking moment sparked a cold water swimming revolution across Britain, with thousands seeking this natural remedy for various health conditions. The science behind this phenomenon reveals how our body's evolutionary stress responses to cold water can be harnessed to reduce inflammation, improve mental health, and create profound feelings of well-being when approached systematically. From celebrities to everyday people managing chronic conditions, cold water immersion has emerged as one of the most powerful therapeutic tools available, one that costs nothing but delivers benefits science is only beginning to understand. As an anesthesiologist and lifelong swimmer, I experienced something unexpected after my first conscious cold water swim in August 2004. Despite the initial shock, vasoconstriction, elevated heart rate, involuntary gasping, I emerged feeling remarkably good. This observation led me to explore connections between my medical knowledge and cold water immersion. Like surgery, cold exposure triggers evolutionary stress responses, but regular exposure could teach the body to adapt. The more we face cold, the less our body perceives it as threatening. This healing potential has historical roots. Hippocrates endorsed water therapy, ancient Greeks trusted the ocean's curative powers, Romans embraced the frigidarium, and Thomas Jefferson practiced cold water foot soaks for health. Collaborating with Professor Mike Tipton, we developed the Chill Therapy Program, an 8-session swimming protocol with research elements. Our findings revealed that cold water swimming significantly reduced depression and anxiety while improving social functioning, with benefits lasting months. What started as personal curiosity has evolved into a nationwide movement with hundreds of participants. Water's molecular structure enables life-sustaining properties, including temperature regulation globally and within our bodies. Cold water immersion triggers three vital processes: reorientation, transformation, and connection. Reorientation occurs as cold water disrupts our normal perception of time and space. The outdoor environment engages our senses while preventing overthinking and breaking anxiety cycles. Post-immersion, fear transforms into joy, and repeated exposure leads to intense embodiment, a heightened bodily awareness. Transformation benefits those with health conditions. David manages severe osteoarthritis through Brighton's cold waters. Rob overcame Crohn's disease and eliminated steroid use through sea swimming. And Caroline reversed pre-diabetic conditions through chill therapy. Connection develops through engagement with blue spaces, oceans, lakes, and rivers. Research confirms these environments enhance physical and mental well-being while reducing stress and depression risk. As one Brighton swimmer notes, "It's a reminder that you're alive. You go in that water and it's like, wow, I'm here. I'm alive." Cian Richardson discovered ice swimming after hip issues ended her Ironman pursuits. What started as a 2-person training group grew into the Blue Tits, now over 6,000 members across 120 flocks worldwide. The group welcomes all abilities, creating an environment where body image concerns fade away. Cold water swimming communities foster crucial social connections that help prevent depression. With nearly 8 million English open water swimmers by 2018, groups like Brighton Swimming Club, founded 1860, and the Outdoor Swimming Society, 100,000 plus members, continue to thrive. COVID-19 research showed that separation from exercise groups increased depression, underlying these communities' mental health benefits. The Kenwood Ladies Pond Association offers what members describe as morning meditation and experiences beyond joy. studies across 148 cases demonstrate that positive relationships increase survival by 50%, while poor relationships elevate cardiovascular disease and stroke risk. In America, Dan O'Connor became known for daily Lake Michigan plunges during the pandemic, while the century-old Coney Island Polar Bear Club maintains weekly winter swims. As club president Dennis Thomas says, "It's camaraderie, not competition. We're like a family. When you're in the water, you can't think about anything else." Modern lifestyles have fueled widespread health issues like cardiovascular disease, hypertension, and diabetes, all linked by inflammation. While acute inflammation aids healing, chronic inflammation damages blood vessels, elevates blood sugar, and disrupts metabolism, creating a harmful cycle. Cambridge researchers discovered hibernating animals regenerate brain connections through the cold shock protein RBM3, with year-round swimmers showing higher RBM3 levels than non-swimmers. While not treating existing dementia, cold water swimming may help prevent it and improve depression through synaptic regeneration. Cold water swimmers develop resilience through hormesis, where low-dose stressors promote adaptation. Regular exposure helps balance the body's stress response systems, reducing inflammation and enhancing mental health. This explains why conditions from arthritis to fibromyalgia often improve with cold water immersion. The body's anti-inflammatory response creates systemic benefits for joint pain, mood disorders, and other conditions, offering a natural alternative to medication. Cold water swimming follows a pattern: thrilling first swim, challenging second, knowing what's coming, and enjoyment by the third. Give yourself 6 dips to fully acclimatize before deciding if it's for you. Schedule consistent times and locations, preferably in natural water with safe access. Weekly swims maintain adaptation, while more frequent dips reduce winter discomfort. Begin in summer, 68F, 20C, and progress through seasons naturally. Always swim with companions or have someone watching from shore. Beyond safety, sharing the experience enhances the post-swim euphoria. Local cold water groups offer motivation and knowledge about swimming spots. Essential gear: bright swim cap for warmth and visibility, footwear for stability, and neoprene gloves below 50F 10C. Toe floats increase visibility but aren't safety devices. Experienced swimmers often forego them. Grant's story reveals cold water's pain-relieving potential. After a surfing injury left him dependent on painkillers, a single swim in 59F water during a chill therapy course eliminated his pain. A year later, brief swims still provide 30 to 60 minutes of relief, replacing his need for opioids. Pain is a complex experience, shaped by biological, psychological, and social factors. While modern culture seeks pain relief through medication, Grant found cold water swimming reboots neural circuits, altering pain signal processing. The mental health benefits are equally profound. Solveig, diagnosed with bipolar disorder at 24, found cold water swimming vital to managing her condition after years of struggling with manic depression. Research indicates cold immersion affects depression-related inflammation markers, with 88.9% of cold swimmers reporting improvements in their depression. Cold water interrupts left brain dominance, quieting mental chatter while enhancing present-moment awareness. It breaks thought loops, calms fears, and fosters connection with others and the environment. Whether seeking relief from physical pain, mental health challenges, or deeper connection, cold water swimming offers a powerful, natural path to transformation. Through cold exposure, we develop greater resilience in navigating life's challenges.